Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now, here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello and welcome to Direct Mail Monday, November 20th, 2017. Steve Cypress here. The end of an extremely busy day here, tying up all kinds of loose ends and getting all kinds of things going, knowing this is an extremely short week for most people, just a short week for some of us here in the United States. I will be off on Thursday. We're actually hosting, about 15 or 20 people here for Thanksgiving, so that'll be a lot of fun, especially for my beautiful wife, Michelle, who loves being the hostess with the mostest. And I'll be back at work and getting a lot of stuff done on Friday, which ought to be a great day to get stuff done because there ought to be less interruptions than normal today. Phones ringing off the hook and text messages blowing up, and I logged into Facebook. A lot of Facebook messages pop up across the screen and LinkedIn messages and, you know, crazy. Yeah, I think everyone's the same. Am I the only one? Scott DeSalvo's here. We're all trying to get a ton accomplished in a short week, so especially on Monday and overload. But finally getting to my video of the day, and today it's all about the postcards and what I call the number one mistake. What do I call the number one mistake people make in postcards? And actually, it's broader than that. I use postcards because it's Direct Mail Monday, but actually, it's the number one mistake people make in all of their advertising and marketing. And I'll show you. First, let me share the rhino of the day. And it is this postcard. Go figure. See what I did there? This postcard from the World Wildlife Fund. There it is, the World Wildlife Fund, of a Indian or Asian rhino. For rhino connoisseurs, it is distinct from the African rhino. The African rhino is much like the white rhino, much rounder in a look, and this is a much more pointed kind of look, the Asian or Indian rhino. And it says something on here. I left my glasses downstairs, but it says, once found across the entire northern part of the Indian subcontinent. A lot of stuff going on there. So it's northern part of the subcontinent, northern part of the India subcontinent. So I guess you got like southern half of India, and rhinos were once found across the northern part of that subcontinent of India, whatever. Today, only about 2,400 greater Asian one-horned rhinos survive in India and Nepal. So I guess technically this is the greater Asian one-horned rhino. And today, it says, but this postcard's it's got to be at least 30 years old. And so hopefully there are more now, because hopefully conservation efforts have upped the numbers, as they are for other types of rhinos. Hopefully it's not lower, though. Anyway, so there's a postcard signifying that I'm talking today about postcards. And these are not exactly postcards, so I'm stretching a little bit for Direct Mail Monday to fit them in here in the lesson. But pretty much these could be postcards. So as the story goes, give a little background. I was in at a business meeting, a mastermind meeting a couple weeks ago with about 15 or 20 entrepreneurs, all in the same industry, all in the same field of business. So I highly recommend everyone join mastermind groups. Should include ones within your own industry, so you can see best practices. So it's very easy to take ideas from one person and implement them in your own business. For instance, here you had somebody who got up and she was the most successful person in the room. So she was asked to come up and give a presentation, went to the whiteboard, and she wrote out her whole calendar for the week and talked about time management. And everyone in the room could pretty much relate, hey, I could have the same schedule because I'm in the same exact business. So that's why being in an industry-specific mastermind group is beneficial and fantastic. However, so many people ignore and don't even ever experience or know, therefore, the tremendous advantage of being in an inter-industry mastermind group where there are all different industries represented. So that Scott here, being in one of my first mastermind groups I ever ran as an attorney, was in there with a real estate agent and a mortgage broker and a copywriter, and there was a chiropractor and all kinds of different businesses. So Scott could hear, and anybody in these whatever you want to call them, inter-industry mastermind groups, we can get ideas coming in that we never would have thought of in our own industry. We'd never hear it in our own industry. Nobody's ever doing it in our industry, but we take something from outside the industry. So if you're ever wondering how fast food places got the drive-through windows, as the story goes, if I remember correctly, it came from the fast food industry. Or vice versa. Maybe the fast food industry. Yeah, what did I just say? The fast food industry. They got it from the banking industry. Or vice versa. I think someone in high up at a fast food, probably in McDonald's somewhere, went through a drive-through at the bank and said, hey, why don't we have a drive-through at the McDonald's? And now, of course, you wouldn't have a fast food place without a drive-through for the most part. But if the head of McDonald's had only been in an industry-specific mastermind group, so he'd only got ideas about what's currently being used by other fast food places and likely never would have gotten that idea from another industry coming in. So highly recommend you're in many mastermind groups with at least one industry-specific and at least one with all kinds of different businesses. So anyway, this one was being held inside of a local workout place, It's called a health club and spa, right? So if you're a member of these health clubs, sometimes the larger ones have like these meeting rooms that if you're a member, you get to use them once a month or rent them out for a cost or whatever it is. And then, you know, they usually have a snack bar. This one did. It's a beautiful big facility and they have a snack bar there too. So maybe the deal is you get to use the room and then everyone orders lunch because that's what happened. They passed around the menus and everyone chose what they wanted and then in came, you know, 18 or 20 or so lunches. And so the place made money doing that. Plus it's a benefit to the members. So here we were, 20 or so successful entrepreneurs in this beautiful health club and spa. My beautiful wife Michelle is like, wow, this is a beautiful place. Not nowhere near us, about 45 minutes an hour away. So it's not like we're thinking of becoming members, but, wow, beautiful place. Be nice to have something like this near us and blah, blah, blah. And then I walked by the lobby, right behind the lobby area where the food is. So it's pretty much on the way out. If your health club is like this, it's likely, laid out the same where after you work out, then you're going to walk out through the juice bar or, where the food is. And that's like on the way out. So it's either on the way in or on the way out. I think people that work out think of the food as being on the way out. But here it is right near the lobby. So this is where guests are. This is a guest area. We didn't have to be members to be in this area. You did have to get into the pool or the basketball courts or the workout rooms. But here is where it's open pretty much so the public can come in and get their juices and drinks and go to this meeting and so forth. And so it's a good place to have these business, these flyers, basically, any kind of marketing for membership. Right? Makes sense. And yet, I'm going to believe that I was the only member of this group of about 20 successful entrepreneurs, many of whom live much closer than we did and could actually be prospects to join this health club and spa. And here were these cards out for membership. Now, I just saw the card, and being a marketer and a teacher of marketing, for instance, on this video right here that you're watching, hey, Chad Powers is here. Great seeing you. I'm always looking to learn and looking to share and looking to teach. And so I see this on a card, on a postcard, on a little stand. Picture of a person, name of a person, and it says Ocotillo Village Membership Director and phone number. So we were in the Ocotillo Health Club, Village Health Club, whatever. And so I'm like, really? What? Like, what? Like, okay, that person's name and face is taking up the whole card, and only if I really squint really carefully, I can see that it's got something to do. I'm supposed to call her because she's the membership director. So I pick it up, which I would say that I waited there for about half an hour while I saw people, you know, at lunch break, getting their lunch or whatever. And for sure, in that half an hour, zero people came even close to picking up one of these cards. And I noticed they were in four different areas. They were right on that counter in the lobby when we first came in and we had to sign in to show that we were belonged in the meeting. They were right there on the counter, which I didn't notice at the time. They were right there on this counter behind, like in the back area, behind the tables, are from the, looking directly at the food counter and the menu above. So they were in the back there, which, again, people, everyone in the club walks by, and all the non-members are right there. Nobody picked it up. I don't think anyone even looked at it. And then I noticed there were a few more over on these tables, over in this kind of little waiting room, where there were some couches and chairs and tables and, you know, coffee tables for people to kind of meet before or after the workout or whatever's going on. So they were in at least three areas there and probably more throughout the place, or who knows, or probably that is about it, because the rest of the place, again, is for members. But for non-members, they were in three places. And yet, I didn't see anyone even look at these and certainly not pick it up. If they did pick it up, they would have seen on the other side that it is, in fact, a free trial membership to the place. Holy moly. Wow. That's, and I just said the word wow, because in the wow strategy, that's the O in the wow strategy. You folks who pay attention and want to be successful marketers, follow the wow strategy. The O stands for the irresistible offer that you make to attract a new client, patient, customer, or in this case, member, whatever you call in your business. You give a free trial. Now, it's a beautiful place. I'm inside the place. So I can see that it's a first class, it's clean, it's beautiful, it really is spectacular. And here's a free trial membership. So it says right there on the card, if you can see that really tiny print, but contact Yasna for your free trial membership. And there is Yasna Rice, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And so then there's the phone number, and then there's her email address, yrice at the clubs. And so then their address and the website, and then here's, I guess, the benefits, or no, not even benefits, just the features. So it's another topic for another day, but benefits are why something is good for me, the prospect that exists, but merely a feature is just the fact that something exists. So some features are cardiovascular area, children's splash garden, whatever that is, conference room, I know what that is. We were in there. Cycling studio, family locker room, fitness class studios, gymnasium, hot yoga studio, kids club, nursery, kinesis area, Lakeview Cafe, lap swimming pool, relaxation pool, on and on and on. You only got like halfway through the list. So a ton of features, a ton of reasons you might be interested. And the free trial gives me a chance to check out. I probably, who knows how long the free trial is. I think they did a good job there not telling you how long it is. Gets me to call. How long is the free trial? Probably don't even have enough time to check all this out, so then I got to join to check it out. But I mean, so it's a great, it passes the wow strategy. It's an irresistible offer. Somebody interested in possibly checking out a new health club, or they just moved to the area, or they're looking to start working out, it's coming towards the end of the year, this is the time where they might say on the front, give the great holiday gift, or you're buying holiday gifts for everyone else. Why not get one for yourself? Because giving a gym membership is often seen as insulting. Like, what are you saying? I'm fat? I'm out of weight? I need this? So, you know, maybe you pitch, you know, get it for yourself. But we all know around the first of the year is the time that people historically make resolutions. They resolve to make changes, and losing weight is one of the biggest ones, at least here in America. And getting into shape, oh, I'm going to get into shape this year. So this would be the time they'd ramp things up, and that free trial sounds like a good deal to me. Maybe even it's, you know, for 1 week between Christmas and New Year's. So kids got off from school, teachers got off, a lot of parents will take that week off because they have kids that are home, whatever. And so why not get the free trial membership at the gym? Anyway, so this is not technically a postcard, because as you see, there is no space for the address or the stamp as on the back of the Rhino postcard. That's what the back of a postcard you get a mail says, and half of it is used for the message, but half is for the address and the postage. And you don't need half for the address and the postage. Really, only a quarter is needed, and you can put the stamp down here, or up here, as it were, and you could use three quarters of that side for a message. You could also use a larger postcard up to a certain size. I don't know exactly what the numbers are, so just call the printer, and the printer knows. You're paying the same postage as the small postcard, so might as well use a bigger one. But even if you were going to mail just this little one, then you would just rearrange it a little bit. This robot I just recognize actually is a statue that's outside the entrance. So when you walk in, you would recognize that big life-size statue of somebody rowing is out there. But you would use part of this, you know, rearrange a little bit. Anyway, it could be used as a postcard. But this is the big no-no, and this is the big lesson, and this is what almost every business owner does with their ads or the postcards or any other thing in their marketing, website, business card, anything. They make it all about themselves. That is the antithesis, the opposite. That is the biggest mistake. That's not using the wow stretch, the opposite of the wow stretch. First W in the wow strategy is the who, meaning who you want to do business with you, who you would like to become a member or a client or a patient or a customer, whatever you call them in your business, not about yourself. So this card screaming out, hey, I'm Yasna Rice. Sorry, Yasna, beautiful woman, but who cares? And you're probably charming and wonderful and smart and all those great things if I got to meet you, but this gets everyone walking by the card. Yasna Shmasna. Like, I don't know who you are. I don't know why I would pick that up. And if this was on the front, this would get a better chance of being picked up. So it's free trial. Pretty big letters. Got a big chance of getting picked up. Much better than this. So this is a no-no. Now, as I went around the club, look what I found. Right next to this were three more on little stands right next to them. Hey, Sterling Davis. Hey, Casey Miller. Hey, Chase Lechner. Now, these aren't the directors. Yasna says Ocotillo Village Membership Director. These all say Ocotillo Village Membership Representative, these three. However, and they're all the same on the back, except they now say call whomever. So this will say call Chase. Contact Chase for your free trial. And it's C. Lechner email at the clubs. And the phone number is different. His is 2920. This one's 2921. This one's 2922. And this one 2924. So there must be a 2923. I was looking around as I picked these up. I was like, hey, where's the 2923 person? Maybe that person just left for somewhere else or got fired or whatever. But so you got four different people all duking it out, likely on commission for who can sign up people to their free trial and then show them the tour and then follow up and say, how'd you like your first day? How'd you like your first week? How'd you like your first 3 days? Hey, it's been a week. We haven't seen you. Let me give you a special, fantastic, irresistible offer. Again, the O for now, because you took that free trial, I'm going to make a special, irresistible O offer to get you to join for a month or a year or 6 months or a lifetime or whatever it is. So they're likely duking it out to get their members. And I'm guessing that this is not used as a postcard. It's not even used effectively as a flyer when it just, I mean, I'm sure, again, these are all great looking people and I'm sure they're all nice and smart and they're in shape and they're everything you'd want in a representative for your health club membership. But, it's all about them and doesn't give me a reason to pick this thing up. I believe, and I could be wrong, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if they use this as their business card. Oversized, so difficult for people to say, I'll put that in my wallet, but also difficult for them to ignore. Like, hey, they get home, and if they went to a networking meeting and they got, you know, 10 business cards this size, I just got a pile of these, so when I go anywhere, so they got a pile of business cards this size when they attend anything, these are all over, and then you got one like this. Well, that kind of sticks out like a sore thumb. That's what they call a pile in direct mail. It goes to the top of the pile. I mean, it sticks out. Hey, I got all these cards. Look at this one. I remember Yasna now. I got to call her about that trial membership. So because it has the phone number, email, and name on it, and it is all about that person, I'm believing this could be a business card because I'll just pick this one off the top. No photo on it. Here's one. You know, person has the their photo on their business card, right? It's a pretty standard thing. Photo, name, title, phone number, email, address on the front of the business card. And this one on the back has simply the name and the website. So much way far ahead of most business cards that are like this one that have nothing on the back. Big waste of half a card. So this really could just be a business card or their networking card. You know, their kind of flyer card that they hand out when they go. In that case, okay job. I still would say instead of just saying Chase Lechner, why not add in the headline that's about the who, your target market? So what we're talking about here is the entire wow strategy. We've got the O, the irresistible offer, being made to the target who. A free trial membership is certainly a proven way to attract somebody to get a membership in a health club. It's a given in the industry. I get to check it out for a week or two. So that's proven to work to that target who. Somebody interested in working out would enjoy a week or two to check it out. And the last W stands for the way that you use to get that irresistible offer in front of your chosen who. And in this case, the way is a card, a business card, a postcard, whatever you want to call it. It's a card is the way. So that's the WOW strategy. My suggestion would be to make this thing really work would put an attention-getting, benefit-laden headline right there on the front of the card, such as free trial membership. That gets my attention, and that is just nothing but a tremendous benefit, free trial membership. And that would get the attention of the target who, in this case somebody who says, this is a beautiful place, maybe we ought to think about coming here. Oh, look, free trial right behind where you're getting lunch, there's a free trial. Right before where we signed in, free trial. Right where you're waiting in that waiting room, there's a free trial. Let's grab that. But as long as they have it this way forward instead of this way, it didn't grab a single person's attention. So unless it's attached to the person, like a business card or a networking card is, where that person, Chase Yasna, goes to a networking meeting or anyone she sees in the supermarket or on the street, hey, Yasna, what are you doing? Hey, I'm a membership rep, or she's membership director, Casey. I'm a membership rep at the beautiful new club that went up over there. Oh yeah, I know that club. I pass it all the time. It's beautiful. It's picked out. Well, have you been inside? Have you checked it out? No, you know, but I'm thinking maybe, hoo-ha. Well, I'll tell you what, since I'm a membership rep, I'm going to give you, reaches into a bag of tricks, ba-boom, here's a free membership on me. Just let me know, and I'll put you on the list or whatever, hit this email up or give me a phone call or let me put you on the list now or boom, that would work. But without the person there, they're not working. And when you mail a postcard, you're not there. So if you put this in the mail, you got to make it work better than this. If you got it standing on a stand in the health club or in your place of business or in, you know, you could not just, these don't have to be on stands just in your place of business, in the health club. Why wouldn't Casey go to her, all the businesses she does business with in the town? Why wouldn't she go to her lawyer, her doctor, her dentist, her chiropractor, her accountant, the place she gets a sandwich from, the restaurant she eats breakfast at, and go to all of them and say, hey, could you, you know, here's a stand. And here's 20 of these cards. Can I just put it in your waiting room? You know, if they say no, you say like, wow, it's a good thing there's 8 other dentists in this town. You're kidding me. I'm going to give you all this. I give you an average of $2,000 a year. A person in this area at least gives a dentist. And like, you wouldn't even put my stinking free membership offer. Don't you think any of your people, I mean, you could do this a lot more elegantly than I'm doing it now, but hey, do you think any of, you know that I'm a membership director over the new, beautiful, spectacular health club. Oh yeah, great place, blah, 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 says the dentist or the office manager. Like, hey, did you ever go check it out? No, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a free membership. And do you think any of your other patients here, I mean, you're in the health business, you like people to have healthy teeth and healthy this. Now, do you think any of them might enjoy getting to work out for free and go swim and play and bring their kids and do whatever? I'll tell you what, I'll just, you know, leave 20 here, and when they run out or they get close to running out, give me a call. I'll bring some more because I really appreciate you being a dentist, and I'll promote you, and I'll tell people about you, and you tell people about me, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so that's the lesson for today. Ben is here. Should always be saying hello. I apologize during the video. Ben's here. Phil's here. Brian is here. Jim is here. And Phil says, should have had a pick of a duffel bag with water bottle, T-shirt, journal, etc. with which you get for free when you join after your trial. Yeah, great idea. So, of course, Phil Brakefield is thinking of that idea because Phil, for decades, was one of, in my mind, nation's top expert on promotional items, the items he's talking about, water bottle, T-shirt, journal, duffel bag, all, of course, logoed with this Village logo up here, which is the mistake, again, that I'm pointing out here, putting your name or your logo at the top of your ad or your postcard or your business card or your anything. No, 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 no. Biggest mistake. Get your name and your logo off the top of that thing and put it down here in the bottom corner where it belongs. There it is, in the bottom corner. Name of the club, address, phone number, website. After you let me know what's in it for me and why I should possibly be interested in possibly contacting you, then, of course, I want to know who are you and how do I contact you? But until that moment, I don't care who you are and I don't care how to contact you. So don't put your name or your logo at the top of your thing. I don't care. And the problem, the number one response I get when I suggest this to business owners, which is the number one way to leapfrog them out of the world of hating their advertising, marketing, business cards, website, and saying it's all an expense, it doesn't make me any money, they leapfrog out of that into my world of, holy crap, I'm making money with everything I'm doing here, is getting their name and their logo off the top and putting it on the bottom. Of first letting people know why they should be interested in whatever they're looking at. And let them decide. Let us, the prospect, decide. Okay, now you got me interested. Free trial membership. How do I get that? Oh, look, here's the contact information at the bottom. After I've decided I'm interested in contacting you, then, believe me, I'll want to know your name and number and website and address, won't I? Of course. But don't stuff it in my face and go, hey, I'm Casey Miller. Woohoo! Who cares? Nothing personal. I don't even know who's watching this. I know a few people here live. I don't know how many. I know these get 500,000, 600,000 views when I put them all over every week. So I don't know, every day. I don't know who's watching these in particular, but nothing personal. But nobody cares who you are until first they know what's in it for them. And then believe me, don't you think? I mean, think of yourself. When somebody says, hey, I got a free such and such. Really, how do I get it? See, after, or let's say you're a diabetic, and they say, I've got a free sugary something. You go, yeah, I can't have sugar. You know, I'm sugar-free. Blah, blah. Okay, not, I won't ask for the contact information. But what if you love chocolate, and I go, hey, I got a free chocolate chip cookie, a free chocolate bar. I got a card here that says free chocolate bar. Yeah, where do I get that? What do I have to do? See, once somebody's interested in your irresistible offer, and it's irresistible to them, believe me, they'll take out a magnifying glass and look for your name and phone number and website and email and all that. So you don't scream it on the front really big. Whoa, look at me. I'm Sterling Davis. Woo. Nobody cares. That's the biggest mistake people make with postcards, business cards. I know business people say business card. That's just an expense. Look at that. That's one of my business cards. So there's one of my old business cards. Okay. This is all about them. It's a free report for aggressive business owners. Because I don't want any wimpy business owners that say, I just want to survive the downturn in the economy. I just want to make 5% this year. Not interested in working with those people. I want aggressive business owners. Hey, I want to double my business. Hey, I want to 5 times my business this year. Hey, all these numbers and whatever. Maybe tax cuts will come through. Maybe the economy will boom. Wow, I want to like 10 times. I've been waiting 10 years for the economy to turn around. Now I'm ready to do something, Steve. I really want to go. I want to make this happen. I want to open up 10 locations. I'm like, that's the person I want to work with. So I want aggressive business owners. So this is a free report for aggressive business owners. 7 ways to double your sales in 90 days or less. And this slow, you can see it's old. It's almost 4 years old now. In this slow 2014 economy. That, of course, it was slow for 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 coming out of it. And 18 hopefully comes out a little more. And then, how do I get that free report? Well, you go to my website, stevecypress.com. Don't go there now. It's not there anymore. No, and there is no new report of the 2017 account. And then on the back of the card, that's some more stuff. Here's how I can help you. I can help you with sales and marketing consulting, joint venture opportunities, promote your business, speak at your event. Go to AskSteveCypress.com. I don't even know if I have that website anymore. But anyway, what do you know? But most business cards are screaming all about the person. And, you know, here's the person and the person's business, name, address, whatever. And they can send something on the back, which is good, better than nothing. And they consider that an expense because this doesn't work of itself. Doesn't have an irresistible offer on it. Doesn't. Just has the name of the company and what he does and phone number. And it needs him. It needs a person, him or somebody else handing the card and explaining, hey, I'll hook you up. Call me. Here's the number. Great. Then you have to what? Take out a pen and write on it. He'll hook me up. Call him. Free whatever, call them. Like, just print that on there. And by the way, you see my business card, this is just one of about 5 or 6 different business cards I would take everywhere I went. And so if I met somebody that said, you know, I host events for entrepreneurs, and I'd ask them what type of entrepreneurs, and they were somebody I might be interested, I'd say, you know, well, great, I can promote your business, I can speak at your event, we can do a joint venture together, I can do some consulting, you know, here's my card. I would have other cards for, you know, I'm looking for a guest speaker. I'm looking for a guest contributor to my magazine or my daily blog. I'd have one to come to my own events. I'd have one to for consulting. This is for clients to get the free report. That's what this one is, to become a client. So I'd have all kinds of different cards. So treat your cards like any other kind of marketing, okay? And don't put your name and your logo and your name of your company really big and prominent, because nobody cares about that, even if it is just used as a business card. Okay, and I love Phil's suggestion here. So you could have on it, you can go one step further. You could say, like, free trial membership, and then have a picture instead of the rowboat, which people recognize, because when you go into the place, it's a beauty. It's a great statue, life-size, very cool statue. And I'm like, honey, I remarked to my beautiful wife, Michelle, on the way in. I was like, honey, look at that. We're in the middle of the desert. The guy's got nowhere to row. We're in the middle of the desert. What's he doing there? But anyway, I digress. But here you can instead have, like Phil said, why don't I use all this space to have a picture of a cool duffel bag with this Village logo on it. Man, I get the mirror here. I get the top sides confused. This Village logo right on it, and inside, water bottle, towel, journal, what else, t-shirt, all logoed, all kinds of things workout people enjoy and like and need and use. And it said, and you could say right on top, ask me how to get this for free. Oh my goodness. Now you got two irresistible offers on there, a free trial, and then ask me how to get this for free. And if people go, yes, and I had, oh, and then you would put the value, $57.22, like over a $60 value. That's what you would say. And people go, how do I get over this 60? And you would just say, ask me how to get this $60 value for free over here. And then people would ask, how do I get that stuff for free? Well, after your trial membership, if you like the place, you're going to want to join and get a membership, right? Well, if you do, we have a limited number of these until they run out. So you don't have to wait until your trial's over. You can sign up right away after the first visit, or even before the first visit, to make sure. I think we still got a few left. Haven't checked, because there's four of us giving them out, but we only got a few left, and they're limited. But, yeah, you get all that stuff for free when you sign up for a membership for at least X amount of time. And if you call Phil or anybody else in that industry, they will get you this stuff for peanuts. So you'll get the T-shirt, the water bottle, and the journal and the duffel bag for, I don't know, 10, 15 bucks. It does have a $60 retail value, and you sign people up to a membership, and you're making money. Anyway, so that's multiple lessons here on Direct Mail Monday. So I've enjoyed being here with you. Hope you've enjoyed being here with me. Mike Cheap, Mr. X, is here. Again, another story for another day. Thank you for being here today. I don't see any other questions, comments, concerns. Thanks for the input, Phil. Brilliant idea. And as usual, Phil always has a brilliant idea. I will see you guys back here again tomorrow on Topical Tuesday. That's when I pull something out of the news. I have to, against my better judgment, tune in to the news, which I have successfully not done all day today. So if something crazy's going on, I apologize not even to mention it. I don't even know what's going on, but I assume that what people think is crazy and earth-shattering and unbelievable and, oh, it's the biggest thing ever, a week later, nobody remembers it anymore. But I'll pull something out of the news, and I will share a business lesson tied to it tomorrow, as I do every Tuesday, on Topical Tuesday, and I hope you'll join me then. So over now for today. Oh, Nathan is here, and Nathan has a comment and says, missed the first half hour. Holy cromoly, how long have I been on? Missed the first half hour. I have a feeling this was good stuff. Going to immediately watch the replay. Thanks for doing this. Now the pressure's on. What the heck did I say? I think it was good stuff too, Nathan. Probably a bunch of sidetracking and getting off on a tangent thrown in there just for good measure, so we can have some fun and it's not all just boring A, B, C, D, class dismissed. We have some fun, but yes, absolutely, definitely is some good stuff here. Nathan, if you have any questions or comments after you watch the replay, by all means, post them here. And I always respond when appropriate. So thanks, everyone, for being here today. Thanks for the likes. They're flying across the screen. And I'll be back tomorrow on Topical Tuesday, and I will see you then. Bye-bye. I hate to say goodbye in the middle of all the likes coming up, but I say goodbye. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.